Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially those truckers that are out there, men and women, getting the job done, and the tanker yankers and the suicide jockeys, too. Got to remember you guys. All right, follow us on Facebook, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for more information about the show and different things that we're doing. All right, well, joining us right now from California, IA, it is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle. There they are. Just came out the front door. All right, see ya. There they go. Now they're gone. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline the words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start with the obvious tonight, and that's the fact that Israel and their defense forces have gone into Gaza. They're on the ground. I understand 7 brigades of tanks went in there with their infantry. They're also flying overhead sorties. They've got the drones up. They've got the jets doing bombing runs. They got all sorts of things going on. Because, again, yesterday it heated up to the point to where the barrages coming into Israel were not just coming from Gaza anymore. Hezbollah got into the mix in Lebanon, firing rockets into Israel. And the western part of Iraq, the Iranian proxies there, fired rockets or missiles, as the case may be, into Israel. Now, there was a barrage that came into the Israeli airport yesterday. And, of course, you're not firing at military when you fire at a civilian airport. You're firing at the civilians.
Well, exactly right. And at every turn, Captain, especially with these, with the addition now of rockets coming in from Lebanon, rockets coming in from southern Iraq, it shows that there's no mistake here. This isn't something that just started happening and can be turned off relatively easily via diplomacy. This is something that is a major push. It is coordinated and mostly, of course, coming from the influence of Iran. And, you know, the ground operations that are ongoing right now from Israel moving into Gaza, Israeli officials are saying they're going to deal them a strong deterring blow.
They have to.
Yeah, before any ceasefire is going to be considered here.
They have to literally go in there and destroy anything and everything that is Hamas, control, command, communications, radio, television, whatever they can find, destroy it all together so that they'd have to resort to carrier pigeon if they had to get a message to anybody, just like they destroyed that 13-story high-rise building yesterday with multiple airstrikes. And, of course, there were people in it, not only Hamas militants, but also, unfortunately, some civilians that got caught up in there. They were killed in it, but they were given a warning. Everybody's given a warning before Israel strikes. Get the hell out.
Well, what's on display here, Captain, for the world to see, and you'll have some, even in the U.S. Congress, of course, who will bizarrely side with the Palestinians, or I should say the Hamas.
Let me stop you right there. You've got the Tlaib and Omar and AOC the team and Presley teaming up and doing their scourge. I'm telling you, this is the time when... When if you had a real Speaker of the House that was a leader, the leader would say, shut up, sit down, shut up, and be an American, and you're not going to speak on the floor in the terms that you are to try to put down our closest ally and the United States for supporting him. That's what I would do if I was a Speaker.
Well, of course, but what's on the display for the world to see is the fact that groups like Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and others, they surround themselves with civilians and children especially in order to create a tragedy when they come under fire from the Israeli Defense Forces.
Well, I got news for you. That was done in Vietnam. It was done in World War II. The Germans learned to do it, and that's where it all started. And then it just worked its way on through the modern day to where we're at right now. But the IDF announcement came about 6:30 last night. We're not getting any actual live reports coming from the reporters on the ground that may or may not be traveling with the Israeli Defense Forces, because Israel is smart enough not to do that. They'll make their reports somewhere along the line, but they will not have live reports like we did when we were going into Iraq and all that sort of stuff with our forces, and even Afghanistan. Now, I will say this. This violence right now is the worst that we've seen in years coming out of Gaza. But what's compounded it and made it worse is the fact that we now have, and we can confirm this, Hezbollah firing their rockets from Lebanon, and a barrage came out of western Iraq. At least one salvo came out of western Iraq from the Iranian proxies there. And you know that this all is coming with the blessing of Iran.
Absolutely. The opening up of what amounts to other fronts is a huge development in this conflict.
Iran needs to be careful what they wish for, because Israel will take them on, believe me. Tehran could be, I don't know, a parking lot? All right, let's go to break. And you can say what you want, folks, but this is the time to get tough. The going gets rough, and we get tough when this happens. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I think I will. And thank you very much, Kyle Warren, waiting patiently on the phone line for me to get back to him. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a part of my integrated health plan that I take every day, normally two times a day, but because of the situation I've had going on with my left ankle and foot and leg, I'm now taking it three times a day, and it is starting to do what it's supposed to do. And that is that a combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help support the body's natural response to inflammation and reduces swelling. It also lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you're having, because Relief Factor will target the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, number one, 100% botanical and fish oil product, number two, supports the healthy response to healthy healing, comes in convenient individual packets, and it only costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start to get it all started. Now, the way you do that is you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It's also, there's a direct link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You'll see it right there. Click on it to go to the same place. But $19.95 is all it takes to start, relieffactor.com/captain. And give it a try, because all you got to lose is pain. And I'm telling you, it's worked for me for going on about 6 years now. It'll work for you, too. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got to talk about, because we've talked enough to begin with about what's going on with Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah, and now the Iranian proxies apparently in Iraq that are all intertwined in this, probably all taking their marching orders from Iran, I might mention. But this is a big deal, and Israel's going to deal with it, and we need to stand strong with Israel. And if Tlaib and Ayok and Omar open up their mouths with their ilk, we need to drown them the hell out.
Well, sure. I mean, it's really bizarre, Captain, that you would have members of Congress, again, speaking out against an ally of our country and the staunchest ally that we have, certainly in the Middle East.
Yep.
And to essentially say that they are terrorists.
Yep.
When they can see that the Katyusha rockets, they're being fired from Gaza, and now, of course, Lebanon or other rockets.
Hezbollah is firing the rockets they have.
Exactly. So, again, there are people like AOC and Tlaib and Omar, they're simply trying to capitalize on the situation to say, you know, that that somehow, you know, here we go, you know, we told you so, but it's just not right, and they've got the wrong-headed idea.
All right, well, a special shout-out and a good morning to LJ up there in Michigan. Hopefully you're a little warmer today than what you have been. Looks like the temperatures have come up a little bit. But she's asked you a question here. How's the recall of your governor going in California?
Yeah, I saw that in the chat room. And yes, LJ, well, I think it's going pretty good. And I base that on the idea that Governor Newsom here in California is suddenly giving away free money to a select
by the votes.
People. That's right. He's crisscrossing, saying he's going to get rid of the homeless problem. He's going to put homeless into hotels. They're going to buy these things.
And who's going to pay for that?
Well, of course, everybody else, but the whole thing is that he is really trying to, quote, spruce things up, which tells me that he's terrified. They're all terrified about this recall. Of course, we had the signatures here just recently. The thing is going to be on the ballot in November, and by Newsom's behavior, he's trying to make nice now, I think, with the people of California. But here's the thing, Captain. So many people in California, Democrats and Republicans and independents included, they've had it. They don't like how he handled things, and I think that they really do want to change. But we'll see if it works.
All right. Now I got to divulge some information to the public that's listening out there. And a lot of gas prices are way up out of sight here all of a sudden, right?
Oh, yes.
And we're being told that up to 69% of the gas stations, I believe it was North Carolina, didn't have any gas to sell. It was about 46% in Georgia, and I think it was 52% in Virginia, somewhere around there were the high numbers. But here's what's going on. It's not so much they don't have gas to sell. They don't have enough drivers to do the deliveries. Now, Warren Buffett's back in the mix again, because I was told yesterday that a couple of his trains loaded with gasoline and or diesel and or jet fuel were headed up to the East Coast again, something which had been stopped under the Trump administration, because it's extremely dangerous to do that on the tracks that we currently have in place today, correct?
That's right.
All right. Now, listen to these prices, folks, and then you tell me what's going on. West Texas crude today is $63.82 a barrel. It dropped $2.26 a barrel in one day. Brent crude is $67.05. It dropped $2.27 a barrel in one day. Here's where the rubber meets the road, ladies and gentlemen. Gasoline is now down to $2.10 a gallon. It dropped 6 cents from yesterday to today. And it's back down almost to where it was last Friday. Diesel is down to $2 a gallon. And it's down 6 cents a gallon from where it was yesterday. Okay, Kyle, what is going on?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're still seeing high prices. We're still seeing the fact that somebody's capitalizing on the fuel price.
Are you afraid to call it what it is, gouging?
Well, yes, it is gouging.
It's gouging. I mean, if I just told you price, and if you're paying $4 or $5 or $6 or whatever it is a gallon, and the wholesale price is $2.10 without the taxes added in there, you are getting screwed, blue, tattooed, and it is against the law what they're doing to you.
Well, of course.
And I don't care what state you're in.
But what has happened is the narrative, or the perception, I think is a better word, has gone out that there's a gas shortage, the pipeline was down, you got to buy gas, otherwise you can't buy gas later.
If there was a gas shortage, the price of gasoline would not go down, the price of oil would not go down if there was a shortage. When it goes down, it's because there is a glut.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. But what's happened in these videos and images that we've seen of the people filling up gas can after gas can after gas can is driving
and trash
a lot
bag
of it.
After trash bag after trash bag.
I know I can't imagine, and I'm so glad
what
that we
an
have
ignorant moron that would do something like that. It's so dangerous. You could hit a bump and have a spark. The fumes alone would blow your vehicle up and you in it and anything around you. It's like having if you got 10 trash bags with, let's say, 30 gallons of gas, it's like having a 3,000-pound bomb in your trunk.
Right. That's right. And everybody, listen to the captain. He's a retired firefighter.
I've been there.
He knows. He's seen it all. I'll tell you. But the thing is, Captain, the very fact that people would do such a thing, again, is just, number one, bizarre. But why are they doing it? They're feeding into this idea that...
Do you remember the Ford Pinto?
I do remember the Ford Pinto.
Do you remember what happened with the rear-end collision?
That's right.
The gas tank was way to the back, and they would hit that, and the car would explode?
That's right.
That's part of what I'm talking about, folks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that was a
metal gas tank.
Exactly. Yeah, but that was, I remember when that started happening. But I know this, though. I'm so glad we haven't seen a story yet about someone who has exploded, basically, in their car with plastic bags full of gasoline.
Oh, it's going to happen.
I know. And it's a horrible thing. And then there's going to be collateral damage, and some poor person's going to be sitting next to him when it happens.
Yep, it's going to happen, unfortunately. But my point, folks, are telling you the crude oil prices is to let you know that wherever you're at, if it's anything above the normal, whatever it should be, with the tax added in and a reasonable amount of profit, if you're up around $4 or $5 a gallon, you are getting screwed, and it's called price gouging. It's happening to you.
Well, right, and of course, the officials, district attorneys. And
you
so
call
forth.
You call the state attorney general's office.
Exactly, and then they will. I'm sure there will be investigations about that.
All right, now are you ready for this news?
Yep.
The CDC says no more masks required for fully vaccinated people. Here we go.
During a White House briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky announced the updated mask guidance.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
The CDC still recommends wearing masks in crowded indoor settings like buses, planes, and hospitals, but the move is a major step toward returning the country to pre-pandemic life. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All right, there you have it. There you have it. Isn't that something? All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, too. Lots of stuff to talk about. I mean, holy cow, lots of stuff to talk about. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is praising the new CDC guidance that says some Americans can skip the mask wearing if they've been vaccinated and they're outdoors. He says you need to follow this one rule.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
He chose not to wear a mask as he made the announcement in the White House Rose Garden. He said it was a milestone in the fight against COVID-19.
It's been made possible by the extraordinary success we've had in vaccinating so many Americans so quickly.
The CDC says fully vaccinated people still have to keep wearing masks in some indoor settings, such as buses, planes, and hospitals. Currently, there are 117 million Americans that are fully vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer followed protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnights from 2 to 6 on 8.
There you go. That's an oldie but goodie. I wanted to play that to let the police officers know that you've got a home right here because we support you and what you do, and we will not let anybody say bad things about you on this program. No way in hell. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance. I've been with them going on 18 years now, and Geico's been saving people money for about 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, as they insure over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, geico.com, check them out, and get a price quote right there on the auto you're driving, whether it's a car, whether it's a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat. But then the best deal about it is you can also get a quote on your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo insurance and bundle all that together and save a boatload of money. That's what I do. I've got my homeowner's insurance and my automobile insurance all together there with them. Which saves me money. And I do cost comparisons every year come policy renewal time to make sure that I'm still saving money. And I am. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know who was ecstatic yesterday about the mask news?
Who's that?
Well, our fearless leader, let's see, Susan Rice? Oh, Joe Biden. All right, let's listen to what Joe Biden had to say about the CDC mask guidance.
I think it's a great milestone, a great day.
Standing in the Rose Garden, a maskless President Biden welcomed the updated CDC recommendations, telling the American people they've endured a lot of hardship during the pandemic.
You've earned the right to do something that Americans are known for all around the world. Greeting others with a smile.
He reminded the public that being fully vaccinated means it's been 2 weeks following either the two-dose COVID-19 vaccine or the one-shot vaccine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, you know, there was something else that was very noticeable yesterday, and I don't know if you caught this, but did you catch Kamala and Joe? She had her arm behind his back, and he had his arm around her. And they were just being buddy-buddy, palsy-wowsy as they went back to the Oval Office. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Now, that wasn't just a spur-of-the-moment thing. That was something that you know has been going on for a while.
Well, yeah, perhaps. They seem very comfortable.
Oh, no. No perhaps. Given the track record of Kamala Harris, there is no perhaps about it.
Well, of course, now they're coming out with no mask on. This was almost bigger news than the CDC guidance itself. Because, you know, Captain, President Biden has been, called out for wearing his mask on Zoom calls and, you know, stuff like that. And a lot of it has been theater on their part. And it's interesting, too, because I think there was some statement made by one official who said, look, you know, this isn't about just trying to get people to go out and get vaccinated. It's not like trying to bait them to do it. This is really how it's supposed to be. But one wonders, because they have, we talked about it on this show too, there have been so many mixed signals. You know, go get vaccinated, but always have a mask on. People say to themselves, well, if I get vaccinated, I'll still have to wear a mask, right? What's the difference here? What are they hiding, kind of a thing? And, of course, people should get vaccinated, but they've sent so many mixed signals that they're trying to get away from that today, it looks like.
All right. Now, Joe Biden yesterday was asked a straight-up question about whether or not he was aware that the Colonial Pipeline had paid the hackers ransom. We are aware of the fact that it has been widely reported that Colonial, their pipeline, paid $5 million to these hackers last Friday to get their pipeline back. And that's one reason why it came back a little quicker than what they thought. But Joe Biden refused to acknowledge that fact, even though it has been widely reported, and because of the fact that the sources it's coming from are very reputable, I would say that they probably did pay $5 million to get control of their computers again.
Well, that's right. We understand the amount is $5 million. We understand it went in really what is untraceable cryptocurrency, basically.
Bitcoin.
Yes, exactly. And that somehow, according to the reports I've seen, the hackers delivered to them a tool which was supposed to begin to decrypt their computers, or unencrypt them, I should say. But that was going so slowly that the pipeline had to continue to restore from other backups and so forth. Even that they had paid the $5 million for ransomware. So this is again something that unfortunately we're going to see more of. And Captain, God forbid, it's the electrical grid next time, or something else that's going to be off for a long period of time. This is only the beginning, I'm afraid.
Well, you are right, and here's the other thing that you need to think about. They also hacked, somebody also hacked into the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. refused to pay the hackers any ransom, and they turned around and released 250 pages worth of files, which included some of the gang members and how they were going after these different gangs in Washington, D.C.
Yes, exactly right. And see, this is sometimes it's a double punch. It's the you need to pay money to get your files back, or we'll also release them. That's exactly what they've done in some of these cases. It also included, I think, psychological evaluations.
Yeah.
As well. So this is unfortunately here to stay, and you're going to hear a lot more about trying to harden systems and get more cyber security agents being able to be deployed on these things.
Yeah, I see LJ sent you a message in the chat room. She's talking about Governor Newsom out there in California, and she hopes that people in California can get rid of the guy. But my question is, how about Governor Whitmer in Michigan, for God's sake?
Well, yeah. Well, I think a lot of eyes are on California to see how this whole thing pans out and whether or not something similar could be done in Michigan. And again, it's not just that there is a public health emergency with the COVID-19 virus. That's a real virus. But it's the heavy-handedness with which Whitmer decided to rule over her dominion of Michigan. That was just completely leaving a bad taste in the mouth of Michigan.
And the most recent lie she had, which was about that little old plane trip that she said, let's see here, let me get it, if I can get it to here. It says, okay, Whitmer changes her story and drops the claim she traveled at her own expense on that private jet to Florida. She didn't pay a dime.
Well, precisely. And that kind of thing would be the easiest thing.
That's called graft, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, because it would be so easy to simply say, here's the receipt, here's who paid for it, and move on. But that's not what happened, I obviously.
No. And, again, she's, in my opinion, she needs to be recalled.
Well, again, it's at times of crisis, and you look to your leaders to do the right thing and do a judicious thing and do something that makes sense. But when suddenly, all these arbitrary rules start coming out, and again, that's a heavy-handed rulership, that's bad.
By the way, did you see the White House and Jen Psaki weighed in on the teaching about systemic racism?
Yeah, I saw something about that where she's basically saying that it's responsible to do. It's not an indoctrination, that kind of thing. But, I will say that.
What planet is she living on?
Well, she's living on the planet where if you can criticize America enough and make it the worst possible place in the minds of all, especially all the young people, well, then you have a chance at your own political goals. But unfortunately, Captain, what this whole idea is that America's bad, America's bad, America's bad, rather than America actually changes for the good. And by the way, if you're convinced or you convince people that America is a systematically racist place, it's just there's no redemption for it then. And I think that's their goal. They want to get it to the point where there's just no redemption for America so that they can put in place some other different system that then they control completely. Because where do you go from America's irretrievably racist? Where do you go from there?
Yeah, by the way, remember we just talked about AOC and her band of cronies and what they were saying about Israel or and whatnot?
Yeah, right.
Well, Nancy Pelosi yesterday condemned Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia's verbal assault on AOC and suggested it might be an ethics violation. Well, how about AOC? How about Tlaib? How about Omar? And how about Presley and their comments? That's an ethics violation.
Well, sure. The short answer, Marjorie Taylor Greene's a Republican.
Yes, sir. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got a few things to report tonight. It's basically kind of quiet, but going into the weekend, it's going to heat up a little. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Remember, the largest truck stop chain in the country represents you on this program, and all you got to do is stop by and tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Get yourself a free cup of coffee, and then while you're there, if you're not already a member, join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the store. They add up real quick. All of a sudden, you'll have something to deduct off something you want to buy, or you'll be able to get something maybe based on the points you got, or you'll be able to buy something from the catalog. But whatever it is, get her done. And speaking of get her done, and join the Drivers Club. Okay, get her done. Here comes Brooks and Dunn.
City. big chance. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune. One kid helps pay the rent. One could end up going to prison. One just might be president.
And that's an oldie but goldie, and it was by special request that we're playing that one. So, Kyle, what'd you think?
I love it. It's good. I love Brooks and Dunn.
Yep. It's a song that's been around a while, so there you go. Now, look, folks, we're going to start out tonight the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with the bridge that's closed on I-40 right there over the Mississippi River in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, we've got some bad news for the drivers there, so, Kyle, lay it on us.
Well, Captain, that's right. We do have some updates here to tell our drivers about, and that has to do, again, with the Hernando de Soto Bridge there in Memphis. It looks like there are two different timelines that we're going to be looking at. They may be able to develop what they say will be an interim fix, but, again, we're looking at 6 to 8 weeks before anything could be implemented from what we can tell at this point. So they may be able to come up with an interim fix while they look at a long-term fix. But again, this is going to take some time to develop. Of course, they don't even know how long that crack has actually been there. So they're going to have to go through a lot of different hoops here to make sure that they're going to make it safe. Also, they're going to try to come up with a timeline, perhaps about barge traffic, maybe in the next day or so, in terms of when we can expect that to occur. But still, drivers are being rerouted down to Interstate 55. It's about 3 miles south.
Yeah.
And according to traffic cameras, a lot of that traffic going across the bridge south of that Hernando de Soto Bridge have all been tractor trailers.
Well, 33,000 trucks a day travel the bridge up on I-40. That's what's been reported. And a lot of that traffic goes right into the main hub for FedEx there at the airport, because that is a truck terminal where a lot of things that you think go by airplane don't. They go by truck.
That's exactly right. That's right.
So there you go. Now, I will read the statement here, and then I'll turn it back to Kyle. Isolated strong to severe thunderstorms are possible across parts of the southern and central plains today through Saturday, with our large hail and severe wind gusts being the main threats. Now, heavy rainfall is forecast from the western Gulf Coast into the Midwest for this weekend into early next week. New and renewed river rises are possible across portions of East Texas. And, Kyle, you tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We've got some fire weather watches, or warnings, I should say, to tell you about. Southern Utah near St. George coming up Interstate 15. Near Grand Junction, Colorado, we also have a fire weather watch tonight, and that's going to stretch down basically to the southern border with Colorado, skirting some of the mountains there. I also have an air quality alert still going on in the Phoenix and the Tempe area there in Arizona. A lot of ozone in the air, and so for sensitive folks, that's something you need to be aware of. Up in southern Oregon and northern California, we have a fire weather warning. Now, this, of course, could develop thunderstorms, which could lead to lightning, which could spark fires, perhaps. So you want to be careful there, and it looks like that's going to be the area of Klamath Falls and Lakeview, southern Oregon, of course, as you're coming down 395, then over on the California side near Mount Shasta and McLeod. Checking out a couple of temperatures here real quick. Looks like we've got Las Vegas at 82 degrees right now, still warming up out west out here. Denver looking at 54 degrees right now, and a special report tonight for Sacramento, California. It's 58 degrees now. It's going to be 85 tomorrow, partly sunny, and we give that special report because Mrs. Professor is in Sacramento tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Well, let's go over here and follow the Mississippi River down from about Wisconsin. Now, you've got some flood warnings near Springfield, Illinois tonight on some of the secondary roads, so be careful if you're driving over there. You might be rerouted around some of the secondary roads over there if you're getting off the interstate. That's number one. Going down into Arkansas, over east of Little Rock, between Little Rock and Memphis, you've got some rivers over the banks there as well. Same thing down in lower Louisiana, as well as central Mississippi. And right now, we do have some cold temperatures up there in the upper part of Wisconsin, up to the north and slightly west of Green Bay. So, and that's just below the upper peninsula of Michigan, I might add. And over there in Michigan proper, east of Lake Michigan, you've got a frost and a freeze warning. The freeze warning further north, up towards the northern part of the lower peninsula there. And then the frost warning on down on the western half of Michigan tonight, a little warmer where LJ is. And then in West Virginia, the western third of the state, in West Virginia right now tonight, a frost warning there, frost warning in southeastern Ohio, frost warning in eastern Kentucky, and then we've got a frost warning across the lower part of southwestern New York State, from about Ripley all the way over, it looks like, towards the Indian Reservation over that way. And we got some gusty winds off the east coast tonight from just about Savannah, Georgia, all the way down to, about West Palm Beach. So the winds down there are whipping up a little bit. But that's what we got going. And for the person that sent me the email yesterday, says, I don't care about listening to your weather reports. Well, if you're out there at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're in a truck, and you're coming up on something, and we can help that truck driver and the rest of them out, guess what? I don't care what they don't like. How do you like that, Kyle?
Well, it's about right. I agree.
Been there, done that. All right, you hold that thought. Folks will be right back, and we're proud to bring you the Truckers Highway Bible Report to help all America's drivers that are out there on the roads getting the job done, because without a truck, you wouldn't have it. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Kathy, take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with extend.